Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi, daf Samach Zayin, and we are on Samach Vav Amid Beis, by the Mishnah. So we're talking here in this last parak about related issues relating to, again, Erev and Mechitzis, before we get to the last Mishnah or two, which is about other topics, as we'll see. So it says the Mishnah, Samach Vav Amid Beis, Bar Birshus Arabim. If there is a bar in the street, v'chul yaso gavoa arsara tvachim. So what happens if you have a home, and next to the home is this, you know, there's a home with a balcony, and next to the home is this big ditch filled with water, and next to the ditch is the chulya, the dirt from the pit that was put next to the pit, which creates a wall, gavoa arsara tvachim. So the inside of the pit is rishus hayachid, because, as we'll see, why do you even need the wall for it? But the Gemara is going to ask. But inside is Rishus Yachid. So I'm on my in my house. I have my porch, and I want to reach down and get some water, bring it into my porch. Okay, so I'm going to be going from a Rishus Yachid to a Rishus Yachid. So says the Mishnah, Chalon Shal Gabav, my melon, me mend a Bishab is fine. Right, the window that is, or even not a porch, a window. If you have a window that is above the ditch, which is outside the house, so you could reach down with a pail, go from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid into the and bring up some water. Similarly, Ashpos Rishus Harabim. If you have a big garbage heap in Rishus Harabim, Gavo Asar Tvachim, and again it is four Tvachim high and four Tvachim tall, ten Tvachim tall, four Tvachim wide, and therefore it is Rishus Yachid. Chalon Shal Gaba Shofkin L'Tochem Ayin B'Shabbos. I could pour water. I could pour waste out onto it on Shabbos, because that's going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid. That would be, okay, the Bavli says maybe it's only a public Ashpa, a private Ashpa might not stay that size. But either way, that is the, what the Mishnah says, and therefore, that is Mutter. The whole thing is a Rishus HaYachid to a, Rishus HaYachid. Says Rav Chaim Wodievsky, Chalon Sha'al Gabi Abor Malam Mayim and Abor Lachalon, Shari Mirshus Yachid, Rishus Yachid, Kama Male, going from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. Ask the Gemara, what do I need this chulya, this wall around the pit? Right? The pit itself, if the pit itself is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, that itself is Rishus Yachid, right? You don't need the dirt around it. So in Ataroe Amok Kigavoa, right? Don't we see Amok Kigavoa, right? Don't we see the depths like a height, right? And therefore, why do you even need the wall? See, the first carbon eda bitmia v'chein einata roe hamachitza shepesoch habor lehitz taref imachulia delevei asara. Like we said, even if it's not fully 10 tvachim, they could combine. Like we said, Rabbi Yochanan in the past couple of times in this pesachta, you could combine the height nimsa the moti rishus yachid. I'm sorry, I'm going to go with the lashon acher. Right, look at the second shot of the carbon eda. Hachi parach. Lamali chulya gavo asara. This is how we explained it. Hag bar gufe rishus yachid. Right, what do you need the wall for on top? So the bar itself, the ein rishus harabim afsekas beinayim. Right, there's no rishus harabim in between. So you're going from rishus harabim to rishus harabim. And you're telling me, oh, it went, is there some air space? But remember we said there's no rishus harabim is only ole ad asara tvachim in the air. So you're going from rishus yachid to rishus yachid straight. Answer, she'ein b'fiv rochav arba. It must be that the bar is not four tvachim wide. Not four tvachim wide. The Pnei Moshe says, "Ein is not rochav arba for a skinny line." V'lo avi rishus yachid ukir rishus rabim hi, because it's not. It does not four tvachim wide, so it's just kind of considered an extension and like its surroundings, which is rishus rabim. Yes, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Why isn't it a makom tur then? Why is it like a rishus harabim? Remember we said, if you have an area that's not four tvachim wide, then it's not a rishus harabim, then it's not a karmelis, so why isn't it a makom tur? So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, v'yava b'she be'eno rachav dalid nami havi makom tur umutur limlos mimenu l'rishus hayachid. So fine, it's not four tvachim wide, so it'll be makom tur to rishus hayachid. It won't be rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid. No. Inside the bar, fine, that's makom tur. Because it's like kind of separated from the Rishus HaRabim, and that can be called the makom tur. Aval al gabav, mistavar the Rishus HaRabim have. The pasi al gabav. But around it and surrounding it, if it's not four tvachim wide, people walk right over it. So all around it is going to be called the Rishus HaRabim. because it's an extension of Rishus Harabim, and that's why. Inside the bar, fine. That's called a Makom Tur. But on top, it won't be. V'nimsa mamali, derech Rishus Harabim. Right, and that is the issue that is here. Good. Says the Gemara, ad kidon bisasum. Fine, I understand. This is all bisasum. What's sasum? If the bar is very close to the house, and therefore going from the window to the house, it's less than four tvachim in between the house and the bar, and therefore it's considered sasum. It's considered as if it's closed up, you're going straight from the bar to the house. Haya muflag, question mark. But what if there's more space? What if there's more space between the bar is far from the chalon? So how do you get water from there now? How do you get from the water from the chalon? Because now there's more space there, there's a rav in there, so how do you fix that issue? So, Rav Ishmael, Chad Omar, no say neser, Machlokes Rav Ishmael, one of them says, you got to put a neser. What is a neser? Basically, put a board that is like a plank that's four tvachim wide, and that goes from the window all the way to the bar. And you'll put the pail on top of that, then you'll slide it down and you'll slide it up. And basically, that's creating your Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. Right? So you got to put that that board there, meaning you need a serious tikkun here, according to this opinion. V'chad Amar, no, it's kana. Just stick a reed. Just stick something there to remind you. Sometimes a hecker, you see the Makar B'Nedil, a hecker pa'alma. Sometimes a hecker doesn't have to be something serious or something that reminds you, oh, right, I remember. Right, remember the, sometimes if husband and wife are, the wife is a nida, and they're sitting alone at the kitchen table, they need a hecker, right? It's the only harchaka that changes based on other people's presence. Right, all the other harchakas, the whole siman in about the harchakas, it's the change, whether people are there, people are not there. The only one that changes is if somebody's there, then you don't have to have a hecker. So what do you use as a hecker? Anything that's not normally there. Put a stick, right? You can't use the ketchup because that's often on the kitchen table. But something that's not normally there, some type of empty pitcher. So a hecker, see here too, noise hecker, kind of like a bomb, but why? Why do you only need a hecker? If there's four tvachim in between, because really you go from the window and you're going up and around into the pit, so you're really going above 10 tvachim in Rishus HaRabim. That's your transfer area, which is Maker Din Mutter. But we don't want you to come to get mixed up and do it below 10, therefore you need some type of hecker. So machlokes, whether you need a serious plank, 4 tvachim wide to transfer, or you need a hecker. Maybe the 4 tvachim, maybe the serious one would say that the even above, as we'll see. And we don't know who said what. We don't know what did Rav say, what did Shmuel say, until we had the following. Min ma datani Shmuel, from the fact that Shmuel said, we had this earlier also. Shmuel holds that even above 10 tvachim, you're not allowed lechanchila use it. Above 10 tvachim, you're right, Maker Adin, technically, Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10 tvachim, but there's Nisid Rabbanan above 10 tvachim. So Shmuel holds, in general, there's Nisid Rabbanan above 10 tvachim. So if that's true, Dinu Marnosa Neser. So he must be the one that says you got to put a more serious tikkun, put the board there. Since Shmuel's the one that says above hand you need the Neser. But it must be according to the Rav is the one that says you just put the Kana. 2 points. Here it says, mentions Shvus. The Ramban picks up on this in Parshas Emor that Dinim Durabanan of Shabbos are different than Dinim Durabanan of Kol HaTorah Kula. Dinim Durabanan of Kol HaTorah Kula are Dinim Durabanan, period. And that's the Yisurei Durabanan. Dinim Durabanan of Shabbos, they even have a separate name. Shvusim. Right? You don't say eating chicken and milk is a shvus. You don't call it that. Right? So this is Durabanan, Xeras, Yag. But Shabbos has its own name. Where did that name come from? It comes from the word Shabbason in Parshas Emor, Avi Amashi Shabbason. And the Ramban there says that even though technically there's a dinim, their dinim Durabanan, their chiv is Durabanan, but they help create the Shabbos d'oraisa environment. Because after all, says the Ramban, you cannot violate, you could go through Shabbos not violating any Issa d'oraisa, and you could have a weekday environment, business as usual. You could, if you live in a walled city, you could have all the stores open. You could transfer money. Money's only Durabanan, right? Then you could carry things and schlep things and regular business as usual. You call that a Shabbos? You could work on cleaning out your garage and schlepping. And the Dinim Durabanan are there to help create Shabbason, a mitzvah aseh of Shabbason, even though I'm not going to violate any din. So it's a kiyum daraisa, you might call it. A chiyuv derabanan, but a kiyum daraisa. And that's why they're called shvusim. Shvusim. So here's the lashon here that our Gemara uses. Shmuel says that above 10 is a shvus. Is this a rabbanan? Because, yo, that's rabbanan. So he's going to create a din that solves that problem. Interesting, the Gemara, again, this is common, but we're going to talk about it now. The Gemara says, I'm not sure who said what. They each said one. And then the Gemara works hard to try to figure out who said what. Why do we care so much? Okay. First of all, why don't you just say, what does Rav say, what does Shmuel say? Because they didn't say it explicitly. So you have to say, you heard this Besara, and then you figured out who said what. But it's important for the Gemara to figure out who said what. Right? Ha'omer davar b'shem amro mevi gula la'olam. Right? You have to know who said it, as it says at the end of the Perek Yavos. Reuven Margolis was one of the gedolei olam. He has many svarim out. Margolis Hayam, and you saw the Mishra Rechassas. He has one sefer called Shem Olam. Shem Olam. He says, if you go through Chazal, and only he could go through Chazal pre-computers, he has 452 examples of this, where Chazal say, there are two people argue about this, Chanam Rezeh v'Chanam Rezeh, and they don't explain who said what. They don't say who said what, which is this year. Sometimes they do, like here. But sometimes they'll say, Chanam Rezeh v'Chanam Rezeh. And they don't, and there's no answer. He quotes, 200 from Bavli and 150 from Yerushalmi and 25 from Zohar and another 40 from Midrashim. And he goes through each one and tries to figure out exactly who says what. That's the Sefer. Shem Olam. And in his Akdama, he has a 10-page Akdama there where he talks about the importance of maybe Homer Devar B'Shem Amro. And it's not just a nice thing to do. And you see how hard, and we know the Gemara says elsewhere. And sometimes it's not just about who said it. You go through the whole line. Sometimes you have three lines of the Gemara. Amar Rebbe this, Amar Rebbe this, Amar Rebbe this. He said it. And if we knew all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd list it all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole list. Because it's, the Gemara knows that it's important. And his lashon is, Ki im shako maimar, he says, the name isn't just to give him kavod. And it's not just to know, oh, if it's a machlok, it's Rav and Shmuel. It's important to know who says what, because we pass like Rabbi Surin, and we pass like Shmuel B'dinim Amidus. So he says, that's why the Sefer does have little halacha l'maisa ramifications. Because once I figure out who says what, then it might have some nafkaminas and l'dinim sak. But he says, Sheko maimar nechshav kekinyin ha'omer. Anything that is said, if a person is machadesh something, that's their kona that. That's their asset. Shehiknu lo min ha-shamayim hazchus sheyehe davar ze nikra al shmo. Right? The Kaddish Baruch Hu helped you make this, that this is part of you. Lachain mi she'eno omer davar b'shem omra over belav al tigzal dal. It's like you're stealing because this is private property. Not private property. Right? Torah is not private property. Torah is called, right, Morasha and not Yerusha. Yerusha is an inheritance. Morasha is what Rav Soloveitchik called a heritage, right? It's not an inheritance. An entire inheritance goes from, to your kids. A heritage goes to the next generation. And he says, Ve'im ki kami shmaya galya, mihu bal hashmua. And even though Hashem knows who said it, so Hashem will give him the credit, gam kasher lo yizacher shmo ali admus, b'chol zos zuchus miyuchedes hi lizacher b'shem b'bei medrasha. And he quotes that. Show you, even when there's counter pressure, with his, a son is not allowed to say a father's name. Even allowed to say the name, if you give him the proper covenant. Sometimes, if it's the covet of the father, right? If somebody asks me, Rosner, who's your father? I got to say my father's name because that's giving him covet with a doctor beforehand. But that's what he says. It's part of the essence of the idea. And that's what you find Reb Yochanan sometimes. You find we had this already in the Yerushalmi a couple of times. That he got upset that if somebody quoted something. See, he says, I found 450 in Yonim that they didn't figure out, so I'm going to try to work hard to figure it out. And he goes through You know, are you allowed to paskin based on this? But at the end of the psicha, you know, you start from the beginning. Start from brachas dav dalid, right? Levi v'Rabbi Yitzchak, right? What did David say about the kings? Right? Daf hey, right? Yisur and Shalava, Konche Bittol Torah, Konche Bittol. He goes through all of them in this little sefer here, over 400. Anyway, but our Gemara, he doesn't have on the list there. Baruch Hashem, because our Gemara figured out who is Rav and who is Shmuel. Okay, we continue. Hayushnayim. What happens if you have two windows in proximity of this pit of water, but they're not right next to it? Hayushnayim. So two families have access to this bar. They did not make an error between them. Shrein Amaron, Chad Amar Asara. One of them says, well, look, this is a bar that has access to two different people. So what do you need? You need a wall. What's Asara? So remember we had Mishnayis about 10 days ago or so, back on Daf Nunvav, where we had, if you have a pit between two chatzers, you have to have either a wall in the pit or above the pit, but you need at least some kind of wall that goes across, that separates. That's the first opinion. Chad Amar Asara. One opinion says that you need a mechitza, right? Because this is a pit that's used by two. You didn't make an Erev, so you got to separate. The Choron Amar Abba. The other one says, no, all you need is a board to Rishus Harav. You need a board that will, right, you know, that's as a hecker. As again, Rav Chaim Gnievsky says, Beineim lehekera, some type of board. So Masav Mandamar Asar leMandamar Arba, the one who said you need a whole mechitza, asks on the one that says you just put a board there. Lo nimsu she reshus b'shamshas b'reshus achas. I don't understand. This is exactly Chazal Asard. If you have an area that is jointly used by two different families, so why are you allowed to use this with just a hecker, right? Why don't you need a mechitza? Amar le reshus harabim mevateles. You have to wait 67 dafin Yerushalmi to get to this yisod in Erevin, right? Rishus harabim mevatelas. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. When do we have like an Erev Chatzeros? Erev Chatzeros is where you have a yard that comes straight out of two houses. It's right there. Two houses, straight into the yard. That's where you need an Erev Chatzeros. You have yards that go straight into the mavui. That you need some type of unification. But if you have two houses that go into a street, and then in that street, you have something that both of them use. There's no Erev that's needed there. That's, the street is mechalik, right? And therefore, there is no Erev. Rishus harabim mevatelas. And here, we're not talking about a case where the two go into right where the water is. They're separated somewhat. There's a hefsik. And therefore, it is not needed. Each one doesn't have the power to asr on the other one because there's a rishus harabim there. That's the language of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Eim b'koach kol echad le'asar ala chaveiro. The rishus harabim mevatelas. Kocham vishlitasam bibar. If I open to a chatzer, then I have power in this chatzer, and you have power in the chatzer. Uh-oh. So that's Hilcha Shabbos. We have to have an Erev. But here, what? It's in the street. It's in the street, and therefore, it's not cool that I have shlita there, so we don't need an Erev, right? Only bar b'rishus harabim did Chazal consider mine, right? That's the din of Rabbi Yishmael. Right, in Pesachim and in Baba Kama Chavtes, Shnei Dvar Meinim B'Shusso Shel Adam, Ba'asan HaKazav Hilo and B'Shusso, Bar B'Shusso Rabim, B'Chamis B'Pesach. But this is just a Bar B'Shusso Rabim that has nothing to do with Hezek, and therefore Chazal did not treat it as mine. Okay, we continue. Ilan Shehu Meisav Ala Aretz. If somebody has, there is a tree, or Meisech, if we change the Girsah. Right? Imagine a tree that has branches that go out and then go down. So the tree branches create a mechitzes under the tree. So says the Gemara, im ein nofo gavoa min aretz shlosha tvachim, metazon tachtav. If they go all the way down and they reach all the way until within three tvachim of the ground, you have a nice room there. You have a roof and you have walls and it goes within three tvachim of the ground, so it's lavud. Beautiful. So that's a rishus yachid. Once we're on the topic of trees, we quote, if there is a tree stump or roots that are three tefachim off the ground, lo yeshev aleihem. Right, we mentioned already in this Pesachta, and in Shabbos, that there was an issur rabbanon of hishtamshus be'ilon on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a tree. I can't hang something on a tree. I can't sit on a tree. Hishtamshus be'ilon. That's issur rabbanon, an extension of the block of kotzer, because I might come to rip off a branch. So the Mishnah is telling us, what if you have a tree stump? What if I want to tie my shoe? I want to tie my shoe, and I want to put my shoe on the tree stump to tie my shoe. So the Mishnah says, if it's three tefachim tall, you cannot. Because that's called tree, and therefore this is shamshus be'ilon. If it's less than three tefachim from the ground, that's just called ground, and therefore one is allowed to use it there. There's a lot on that, but let's just continue first. Hadela sheba muksa v'achadakim sheba pirtza. The Mishnah adds, if I have muksa, muksa is my backyard, but in those days, if you remember, backyards weren't as commonly used as the roof. The roof was really the area of semi-residence, right? If you go, house is the most residential, the roof is the next, and then the backyard is a muksa. That's why it's called a muksa, for the word like separated. And that was used for storage. So to get to my backyard, I didn't always have a real door because I didn't use it so often. So adela sheba muksa, so let's say I have a door that's not really attached to the, there's no hinges or anything. I just pick it off the ground. It's like a board. And I put it into the wall, into the fence to get to my back, and I put it back and forth. So adela sheba muksa v'achadakin, or a thorn bundle. I have a big bundle that I use as a door that I put into the pirtza. So if I use these, so then it says the Mishnah, umachzelas, or a reed mat, a nalin bahem. I'm not allowed to use them on Shabbos to close up that hole. Why? Because that's like bone. That's not a door. It's a board that's sitting on the ground. You're putting it into a hole. That's like bone. LMK, how you give them in Aretz. Unless it's raised from the ground. If it's raised from the ground, then it doesn't look like binyan, right? The carbonate says on top, merci kibinyan. It doesn't look like bone if it is raised from the ground. Right? This also has to talks about what is this doing here. You're talking about different halachas out in the field. So the tree and the tree stump and these tree branches, you bolt them all together, can they use? The pirtza here, right? What is the Gemara here talking about? The Mishnah here talks about if you have a hole in the fence and you're closing it up on Shabbos. So there is a very interesting Gemara, if you remember, in the Bavli, Kuf Nun Amibes. Kuf Nun Amibes. We'll see what the Yerushalmi says. But Kuf Nun Amibes in the Bavli. Tana Rabbanan. One time there was a chassid, a pious man, chassid echad, that all of a sudden he went out Shabbos morning, he realizes there was a big wind, part of his fence fell down, he has this big huge hole in his fence. And now people can come in to take his prized lemons and apples and take all of his stuff. He's like, I better close this up, what's going to be? And he remembers, oh, one second, it's Shabbos. I know the Mishnah in Ervin. Right, I can't put, if I don't have a door there, I can't do it. V'nimna oso chassid v'lo gadra. So the chassid stopped himself and did not put anything in the opening. V'nasa lo nes, and a miracle happened. V'also bo tzlaf, a tzlaf branch. What's a tzlaf? Like some say tzlaf is caper bush, and some say that was what tzlaf chad, assuming he was the Mekoshesh, a tzlaf has thorns, chad, so some say tzlaf chad gathered the tzlaf, but a tzlaf branch grew there, umimeno haiser panasaso panasan shebeso, and for the rest of his life, he made a living from that tzlaf bush, because he was able to overcome and not close it up. Hashem did this for him. Rashi says, tzlaf ilan gadolhu, ubala nafim harbe, v'shloshemini ochal yesh beperosav, Evyonos kafrisin veluvin. Right, the Gemara in case of Mevarchim talks about what bracha do you make on the kafrisin and the shells and the fruit. But this is the chassid echad. The chassid echad. The ritva. The ritva there says Shabbos kufnun. The ritva says on that little story kufnun klomar. Why did he remember it was Shabbos? But why didn't he close it up? Kanas atzmo shalo lagadra laolam. If you read it, he says nimlach shalo lagadra, right? Lagadra. He wanted it to be gadra. V'nizkar shu Shabbos. V'nimlach v'lo gadra. Ever, right? If you, what's the language of our Gemara again? The language of the Gemara here in Kufnun says the Ritva. If you look closely. He says it's v'nimlach v'nizkar v'nimlach v'lo gadra. Period. Not just on Shabbos. That's what the Ritva is medayik. Right? He said, forget it. I thought about doing this on Shabbos. I'm never closing it up. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the nes. The Afalpi, and then the Ritva adds, Bava Mishachishev came b'shogeg shayasavar shuchol. He forgot it was Shabbos for a second. It wasn't that he was mazed, oh, I'm going to do it anyway. He remembered it was Shabbos. Even so, even though he was konis himself. Lefichach zachav anasa botzlaf. And that's why the Hashem did a miracle for him. If you look in the Rav Yosef Engel, Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei Hashas on that Gemara, he says, Nira be'enai. He says, Hatam demasha hutar hahirhur, hu raks avur she'ein adam shalit berucho, mila harher. Sometimes, hirhurim mutarim, because you can't control hirhur. You know, sometimes things just come into my mind. V'yalkein zeshe yehiya chassid u'moshel b'yitzro b'yoser v'haya b'kocho latzar atzmo gami laharer. He was a chassid, as the Gemara calls him. So he says to himself, I can control my hear her too. Alkein shuv ha-hear her chet l'gabe. V'yalkein kanez etz atzmo milagojo la'olam. Because he held himself on a higher standard. Kein shamati shenimsa b'sefer echad me'agdolim. V'nishkach mimeni shmo. I've never seen that in a reversive angle. Somebody told me that it was in a sefer, I forgot. I didn't know he has the power of forgetting. Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, V'ayin dugmas, so when he quotes other examples of hear her is belave, and you don't have control of, the average person does not have control of the hear her. Ayin kiddush alamates, machshava ra ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa lamaisa. L'fisha kashe la'atzar atzmo mi machshava. And he quotes many examples of not being in control of hearer. He quotes the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Ches that Rabbi Zera was very proud of himself. V'lo hir harti b'mavos hametunafos. One of the things that he took pride in, that when he was in a makom metunaf, he did it. He was able, but that was a godless thing, right? It wasn't just like a natural thing. So you see, he quotes 10 different examples here where hearer is tough. That's why. But for a chassid, maybe he was on his level. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara ubilvad. As long as if you have the tree that's hanging over, you have under the tree. So ubavach lo yubo yosem es asayim. As long as it's not a humongous tree that it's more than beis asayim, a huge area. Because again, it's no better than a karpef. This one was not hukaf ladira. The tree just drew. Tree just grew. Skip the next word. The yiu mechitzas gvoas asara. These are all conditions. It can't be more than 10 satayim under the tree. The branches have to be 10 tzvachim high. V'lo yipirtza yosem yas. So you can't have a hole appearance of more than 10 amos wide. V'lo yeomei keneged omei deparis keneged paris. Even if you have some openings, it can't be opposite each other because that would ruin the area of the tree. Good. The Mishnah said there's an Isra v'shtamshus be'ilon. Ravacha b'shem Rav. Asur ladush. We changed the girsa. Shar sheizmora b'shabbos. Also, if there are vines that are higher than 3 tzvachim, so you can't use them. You're not supposed to step on them. Right, if there's another way around. He shar she ilon, he shar she kruv. And the Mishnah adds, the Gemara adds, and not only does it apply to roots of a tree, even roots of a vegetable. Right, kruv has high, grows like a tree. If it has anything's higher than 3 tvachim, so it's included. Begavon shlosha, avalein gavon shlosha ka'aretzim. But anything less than 3 tvachim is like the ground, that's not called tree. Good. The Mishnah also said in the Seifa, as we said, you can't put up these makeshift doors on the hole in your fence. Because that looks like bone. Masnisa b'she'en l'han sirin. This is only if they don't have pivots and hinges on them. Aval yesh l'han sirin, but if they have hinges, even if they're not attached, but it then looks like a door, hadi detani, so then it's like the following. Delas goderes, if you have a door that drags. Machzelas goderes, kankilon goder. All of these things that can be used as a door. Posech v'no b'shabbos, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. Fein tzorach l'mar b'yontif, and surely on yontif. Why? Because all of those have sirin. They have pivots that connect to the door. So you see, it's supposed to be a door. Machzelas akshura v'tluya, but if you have a reed mat that's just tied, and tluya, it has to be tului. It has to be tului because if it doesn't have a pivot, take out the word b'shabbos. Poseach v'noel b'shabbos v'ein zorach l'mer b'yantif. Right, as long as it's raised up. So either it has to have a pivot, then it could even be dragging, or it could be raised up like the Mishnah said, and then it doesn't have a pivot, but it has to be raised up. Period. A regular door doesn't have this problem, right? Why does a pivot make it different? Okay, because it looks like a door, but also one might say the principle of derech tashmisho, right? We mentioned often. Let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva and others have a tshuva. What about if somebody has glasses that turn into sunglasses when they go outside, and all of a sudden they come back in and not sunglasses? Is that the malach of tzovei on Shabbos? Right? The answer is no, because A, it's not a real, you know, tzovei shel kayama. But also, it's meant to be done and undone. It's meant to be colored, not colored, colored, not colored. So that's not a true coloring. Right? A zipper, according to most poskim. Zippering something, right? Zippering your talus bag, zippering your pants on Shabbos. Why is that allowed? Not only because it's going to be undone within 24 hours, right? Like your zipper. But because it's not a true tfira. Because it's meant to be done and undone. Done and undone. That's derech tashmisho. So a door. When if I put a board in the hole in my wall, so that's the bona. But if I close the door, even if I know in my mind I'm not opening the door for another 5 years, it's still going to be mutter on Shabbos. Because this is meant to be done and undone, done and undone. That's derech tashmisho. That's the language that Rav Ribiat uses for derech tashmisho, but it's based on the Shilti Giborim and Rishonim that have this idea. Okay, says the Mishnah. Lo yamon adam, a person should not stand in your house and reach outside and get a key and open the door from the outside, right? Move around in Rishas, move something around in Rishas Rabbim. This is against what we said a couple of Mishnayos ago. Machlokas. Rishas Rabbim, Yivta Rishas Yachid. Nervous that you might bring in the key to the other Rishas. Elam Kein Asalom Mechitza, Kavavasar Tvachim, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, unless you make a Mechitza surrounded by 10 Tvachim in the other one, in the street. In the Rishas Yachid, it's Rishas Yachid. But until you put it in the street, so that's going to be a problem. Amru lo, Maisa B'shuk Shal Patamin, Shev Yushalayim. What do you mean? There was a story about the, that happened in the Shechita market. They used to be Noel. They used to lock their doors and leave the key. Right? They stood in Rishas Arabim and they handled the key in Rishas Yachid. Right? The window sill was the Rishas Yachid. They locked the door. They put the key in there. So you see, they stood in one Rishas and they handled on the other Rishas. I agree with you, but you got the story wrong. It was the shuk where they did the wool shuk, not the shchita shuk. So, Bachlok is on the detail. So, can you stand in one Rishus? Are you nervous that you're going to reach and bring the key into the other Rishus? Machlok is Tanoim. We'll have to see what the Gemara has to say about that as we have four more daf here in Maseches Eruvin.